March 11th, 2015. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today you have a dense fog which has settled upon your area of the earth. This fog makes it difficult to recognize distant objects, and in some cases, objects close at hand. This fog can be likened to the compromise of truth, which obscures the difference between good and evil. A person can be on the threshold of serious sin, but not recognize where he is, for the truth of the sin has been obscured by compromise. With God, there is no negotiation between good and evil. There are no foggy or gray areas. That is why you were given the Ten Commandments. That is why you have been given holy love, the embrace of the commandments. How sad that people try to influence others against this great message of holy love. Souls slip to their perdition daily because they have never heard of holy love or never heard of my intercession when I am invoked as protectress of the faith. What a grave error to oppose heaven, an error I will not remain silent about. Dear children, do everything you can to lift the fog of controversy concerning these messages, so that more souls can be saved. I am assisting you to help make clear heaven's intervention. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, 21 through 22. The synopsis, description of a faithful servant to the Lord, is one who follows the Ten Commandments and is made a vessel or instrument used by the Lord for every good work. Such a servant avoids the passions and sinfulness of youth and pursues justice, faith, charity, and peace with other servants who call on the Lord with pure hearts. If anyone purifies himself from what is ignoble, then he will be a vessel for noble use, consecrated and useful to the master of the house, ready for any good work. So shun youthful passions and aim at righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.